Cool. Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Monday Morning Coffee with Josh. Today we're going to be talking about the topic of what we're complicating fitness and health today, which is pretty common, don't you know? First, I'm going to have some coffee. Sweet, sweet. Acidic goodness. So hope you guys had a wonderful weekend, enjoying the first dauble of snow on the ground, breaking up the snow shovels, learning how to drive again in the slushy mix. Such is life in the Northeast and anywhere that's cold. But hopping right into our oh-so-sexy subject, overcomplication. So this was coming to me when I was thinking over an actual blog post, and it came to me that, man, I'm really kind of overcomplicating it, because the amount of information that you need to know to get results and what you probably already have is too much, meaning on a scale, I have nothing over here. I have a crap ton of information over here. And in reality, I need enough to get me to go, because if I'm uneducated, then I don't know what to do, and I'm not even aware of if I need help. We're over here. This doesn't necessarily make you get better results because I have such a great level of understanding. And when in reality, it's in the middle somewhere. I needed just enough to get me moving and going, and not too much that I'm dangerous or overthinking what I need to do. And that's a lot in our, when it comes to both fitness and nutrition, is we love to overcomplicate things. We know for the most part that we need to move more, and then we need to eat less. If I'm not losing weight, it's not because, yeah, factors of age and all that play a role, but it's most likely a combination that I live a sedentary lifestyle, whether that's because of your job that you're forced into it, or I may live an active lifestyle, but then I eat too much. And for most people, it's a combination. It's very easy to sit and not move, so I need to move more daily, every day. People usually say 60 minutes, but breaking that up into 5-minute bouts or 15-minute bouts, 4 times a day, moving, and then also eating better. So if I'm not getting results, I'm eating too much or I'm not moving enough, again, don't overcomplicate it, because we can. So a lot of times we'll get the trap of, so I'm not losing weight, so I'm going to do all this research. And research is probably just whatever pops up first in the Google search, which can be good, but sometimes not. And we get down these rabbit holes of when our carbs are good, proteins, fats, good, bad. We get so deep into the nitty-gritty where we really just need to know, am I getting too much of this stuff? Start there. Am I getting too much of it to begin with? That's the first step. And then figure out, okay, am I getting the right portions? Am I getting the right vitamins and minerals? Same with exercise. We spend so much time trying to figure out what is the best way to lose weight. Is it cardio? Is it interval training? Is it strength training? Is it a mix? Is it stretching? Is it yoga? Is it like, don't get caught up in the nitty-gritty in the beginning. Focus on just moving. What is the outcome? Why? What's the reason for even doing it? To move more. So find something that you love or you find that's interesting and fun, and start with that. Start with something that fits into your daily routine. So don't overcomplicate it, because sometimes we try to research and find the perfect thing, and it ends up, guess what? We're doing a lot of nothing. We're just making ourselves feel good by learning a lot, which is good, but we call that analysis paralysis. So analyzing everything but not actually doing anything is fairly common. So sticking to the idea of, yes, starting out, again, love my points. As I become advanced, I need more advanced protocols, like nutritional timing and total volume of workouts and certain movements for certain body parts and stuff like that. And that's for those really advanced people that like fitness is their life. And for most people, being healthy is a part of your life and feeling better is a part of your life, but it's not your all-encompassing life. You don't get paid. You don't make money for your family to be help like to be in shape. You want to be in shape for your family. And those are different things and a different level of commitment, both fitness-wise and nutrition-wise. So at the end of the day, don't make it complicated. Keep it simple, keep it stupid. We need to move more. We need to eat less for the most part. Once you have that down, then we start kind of getting into a little more nitty-gritty. Okay, what kind of movements are more beneficial for me? How can I more optimize my nutrition? Let's start with the simple stuff first, because that's going to get you rolling, and that's really going to get you on the right path to results. So that is it for today's episode. If you have any questions or comments, I would love to answer them. So please leave them down below. And as always, please check out my website at joshwilliamsfitness.com, where you can find all my latest musings and abouts. So I'll see you guys next week. Have a fantastic day. Bye.